Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The American chestnut tree once proliferated in New England, but it was decimated by blight in the mid-20th century. It's now considered virtually extinct, though there are many efforts in New England to keep the beloved tree alive. They're developing hybrid varieties that withstand disease and help the American chestnut tree avoid the worst impacts of climate change. WBUR's Paolo Mora has more.
John Emery points to a gangly, thin chestnut tree just about 2 feet tall. Part of its trunk has been scraped off.
When young male deer in the fall rub their antlers on the bark, and of course that creates an opening for blight fungus to come in.
For this chestnut breeding orchard in Weston, deer are one of the biggest threats. He applies a deer repellent spray to protect other seedlings. He's the American Chestnut Foundation's local chapter director. They've planted around 6,000 chestnut trees there to test which hybrids can survive the blight. Emery says only 5% of the hybrids reach the level of blight resistance they're looking for. His group is trying to restore chestnuts to their historical habitat, with some success. But another group is thinking even further ahead. As the earth warms, trees are expected to move north, seeking weather they are adapted to. Scientists project trees will need to move faster than their natural abilities through seed spreading. And some researchers are hoping to jumpstart this process.
We were really surprised that American chestnut showed this incredible capacity to grow and persist even in these extreme cold environments.
That's Peter Clark, a researcher at the University of Vermont. He planted three-year-old hybrid seedlings in New Hampshire, north of the chestnut's historical range. Clark and his colleagues are testing if humans could help with so-called assisted migration. In the study, the chestnut's performance ranked second among 9 species based on its ability to grow and survive. It doesn't mean it was easy for the chestnut hybrids. They grew fast in the spring, but cold snaps injured their roots in the winter. Still, over time, they continued to grow.
They'll potentially serve as a really important source for the future establishment of chestnuts in that region.
It's too early to know for sure if assisted migration works, but scientists expect to learn more in about 2 decades. Courtney Peterson is a researcher at Colorado State University and leads a forest climate change adaptation program. She thinks the studies like Clark's will be key to learning how to manage forests in the future.
On the ground, knowledge and expertise is going to be crucial as we're making these management decisions moving forward.
Back in Weston, Emery thinks human-assisted climate migration is a good idea.
The squirrels and the blue jays only move chestnuts as much as a mile a year, and that isn't really very fast compared to climate change.
He supports all efforts to keep American chestnut trees in the forests. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paola Mora.